Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Filling in for Portia Williams is the one, the only Moni Love.
Yeah, Moni in the
And we are making this long distance phone call. Our people over there in LA. We got Heidi and Frank in the building.
Hi, what up, y'all?
Hello, can you hear us?
Big things cooking up today. Later on in the show, we're gonna go through the best celebrity Halloween costumes from over the weekend. Awesome. And we're gonna be talking about Tyrese. Looks like we have to cape up and save the homie one time.
Oh, Tyrese.
Ooh, man.
But first, let's talk about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Oh, okay.
Justin and Selena have been spending a lot of time together. And they went to breakfast and church together. Now, apparently these two got really tight since Selena Gomez had a kidney transplant. And he's just, trying to keep the friendship going and just be supportive.
Yeah. Right.
And plus, Justin Bieber got that full body tattoo that he has now that is pretty much a church scene.
And it's still
maybe
new.
That's the church. It's like the church of my tattoo. You know, check it all out.
And breakfast is bacon and legs right here. All right, well, switching gears completely, cue the car screech. Because this is a... Thank you. Kevin Spacey is in the news. Kevin Spacey, a really great actor, House of Cards. Well, now apparently actor Anthony Rapp is coming forward accusing Kevin Spacey of trying to molest him when this actor was 14 years old. They were both on Broadway at the time. This was back in 1986. So Kevin Spacey has a party at his house. Everybody's there. Well, Anthony Rapp is one of the last ones to leave and then finds himself in Kevin Spacey's bedroom. And propositioning him for sex. Now, this kid's 14 years old. He's saying...
Why is a 14-year-old the last one to leave a party?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Something's wrong.
Shouldn't your mom... I gotta go, guys. Yeah. My mom's
all right. It's a cast wrong. Party. You can show up, but you're out of here by 8:30 before we start doing lines of coke off each other's asses.
Hello.
Obviously an awful story. So now Kevin Spacey's responded in a statement saying, quote, "I am beyond horrified to hear the story. I honestly do not remember the encounter. It would have been over 30 years ago. But if I did behave as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior." So then he went on to say, quote, "The story has encouraged me to address other things about my life. As those closest to me know, in my life, I've had relationships with both men and women. I have loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life, and I choose now to live as a gay man. I want to deal with this honestly and openly, and that starts with examining my own behavior." Here's my problem with it, and a lot of people have a problem with him combining, oh, I molested a 14-year-old, but I'm a gay man. So it's his coming out, and it's like taking the focus off. And a lot of people online went crazy, and Billy Eichner called his statement, quote, "irresponsible and dangerous," saying, "Kevin Spacey has just invented something that has never existed before. A bad time to come out."
Ooh. Yo, someone tweeted that tomorrow Donald Trump is going to respond to his indictments like, "I'm gay."
Oh, my God. Really? Yeah. Can you imagine?
Don't look over here. Look over here. Look, something shiny.
Every time you get caught doing something.
I'm gay.
Yeah, robbing a bank. Freeze, I'm gay. It doesn't matter. Right. It's your excuse for everything.
All right, y'all, it's time for something I like to call Let's Save the Homie. Brett's had to do it quite a few times. Looks like I got sued up and throw the cape on trying to save Tyrese yet again.
Now, what happened?
All right, now, Tyrese was recently doing a performance, and he's really been in the news a lot lately because he's having this public battle with his ex, trying to get custody of his daughter. It's getting really ugly, and Tyrese is willing to do just about anything to get his daughter back under the roof of his house. Mm-hmm. So it got really interesting over the weekend because he was doing a show, and he dedicated a song to his daughter. And if taken out of context, it could be kind of viewed the wrong way. Take a listen.
Trying to hold back in feelings for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, come on.
I'm I'm uncomfortable.
Exactly.
On his last album, he has a song called Stay, which, you know, like, borrows like, some creative liberties from Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. So he dedicated the song Stay to his daughter. So when you just hear the opening riffs and the melodies of Let's Get It On, you think it's going someplace freaky.
Well, of course you do, because that song is way too iconic.
Exactly.
It's so iconic.
But you know what? He knows better than to do that. I think anything he does right now is just wrong. They're going to make everything they're going to look at him with under a microscope, and it's just sad because we know he didn't mean any harm. So,
well, we don't know nothing.
Yes, we do, Gary. Don't do that.
But, Brett, if you were going to do something, don't you have somebody around you that says,
Thank you.
Know, Brett, can't you see this side of that coin? Maybe you don't want to do that tune.
Nobody can tell me what to do when I'm on stage. It just comes. Right.
When I think about you, I touch myself. I don't want any other kid.
Frank!
I'm just saying. You got to be able to tell no to something, be able to hear the word no. Says, no, don't do that. Pick another song for your little girl.
From a place of observation, guys, I can really tell you that no to Tyrese means on.
He's dyslexic.
Oh, poor Tyrese. Well, Kathy Griffin is at it again, and this time she's going after Andy Cohen. So, So here's the story. TMZ caught up with Andy Cohen, and they were talking to him about the gig that he got on CNN, the New Year's Eve gig, and they were congratulating him on that gig, of course, replacing Kathy Griffin. During the interview, Andy Cohen pretended like he did not know who Kathy Griffin was.
He pulled a Mariah.
And she decided to go on a 17-minute rant. Damn.
Good, that's good.
And then she shared this about Andy.
I've actually done Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen twice in the, I think, 10 years it's been on. And I've never said this before, obviously, but both times I did the show, right before we went live, Andy Cohen privately asked me in an office in Embassy Row, which is the production company that does that show, if I wanted to do Blow.
That just makes me want to go on his show.
Watch What Happens Live. I mean,
that makes it more edgy.
So Andy, of course, hears that, sees that, and denies the whole thing. He goes on Twitter and says, quote, I am completely stunned by this story. It is 100% false and totally made up.
Maybe he said, do you want to go over your lines first before we go
Well, y'all, Miley Cyrus is extremely damaged, and it's Hannah Montana's fault.
I think what was hard for me was definitely balancing everything. I think it got harder when I started touring as both. I toured as Hannah Montana and as myself.
How did you sort that out?
I think that's probably what's a little bit wrong with me now. I marked that up to doing some extreme damage in my psyche as an adult person.
Yeah, it sucks when your disguise is famous, too.
Right.
That's why they say she went a little crazy, like, because she had to be a kid for so long with Disney that she was sort of pent up and couldn't just grow naturally. And it was like, as soon as she became of legal age, that's when all the craziness happened.
I can't feel like a wrecking ball.
Right, which is understandable.
Well, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle might be engaging in incest.
What?
Yes, I know. Follow me here. Well, you have to follow me on this one, okay? Apparently, one of Meghan's ancestors on her dad's side, Englishman Ralph Bowes, lived between 1480 and 1518 in northeast England.
Okay.
Many generations later, Lady Elizabeth Bowes Lyon was born, married King George
VI. That's the Queen,
Mum. Eventually gave birth to Queen Elizabeth II, making Harry and Meghan distant cousins.
Just allow me to let you all into a big secret.
Yeah.
The entire royal family is incest.
If you went through the old genealogical investigation, you found out the person you were getting engaged to or going to marry was a cousin, would you continue or would you stop it?
I'm out.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
Because you have to defend that relationship every day of your life.
No, because that's like down the line. That we ain't cousins.
I mean, then when you're
playing. Like, especially if we already done. No. We ain't cousins.
Halloween is upon us, honey, and for many celebrities, the festivities have already begun. After the break, we'll show you the best costumes of the weekend. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Yes, baby. Well, But the hottest couple in rap just got engaged, y'all.
Yes, oh, nice.
Congratulations goes to Cardi B and Offset.
Oh, nice. Okay, I love it.
Yes, honey.
I love it.
You love it?
Yes, I do.
Well, Offset popped a question, honey, while on stage with Cardi during the show in Philadelphia Friday night.
In Philly!
And she definitely looked surprised.
Oh my goodness. First of all, did you see the head flick twice? And did she felt to make sure it was still secure?
She was advertising did you peep for somebody's that? Hairline. She just threw her hair.
Yo, that was...
Oh, no, she just had on hair and she just...
No way. She knew that she was wilding. It was a real moment.
Girl, she performed and that hair is secure. Trust
me. It is, yeah. She's right.
It's mounted.
Right? Brett, did you see her hand? You could just hear how she did, like, she did one of these. And you could tell she was like, oh, my...
Well, that was so nice. But anyway, y'all, and later that night, honey, Cardi gave us a 360-degree view of her 8-carat pear-shaped diamond ring, honey.
Yo.
What?
Look at that rock.
I just... this is just me. Don't throw a rock at me.
Okay.
You don't give a young woman like that in her 20s a pear-shaped diamond.
Oh, come on. Why?
Women are not wearing pear-shaped diamonds.
Are you not?
Apparently, she loves it, though.
Well, like, she's going to love it right now.
Well, it's coming from Amigos, so that's raindrop. Drop, drop.
Oh, well, honey.
Yes, it is.
And speaking of Cardi B, she was actually one celebrity's Halloween costume, Eric Andre. And here's how that looks.
Oh, he looks stunning.
I warn you, you can't unsee it, though.
That's cute.
That is not cute.
You don't think it's cute?
That is not cute at all. He does not.
No.
Look at those boots, bitch. I ain't never seen no patent leather boots.
Oh, no.
And his skirt is a little too short. Gary. No, it don't. Don't you sit here and lie now.
But there was a lot of parties that went down over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And Kim Kardashian, she rose to the occasion and dressed up in different outfits for all of them.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, first she went to the Casamigos party Friday night with Jonathan Siobhan, and they were dressed as Sunny and Cher.
I got you, babe.
Cute. That's cute.
I like it. That's a win.
Yeah, a good
yeah
Sunny.
That's a win.
They like look cute. Sunny. Yeah.
No, she was like a belly dancer, really.
And that's exactly what Cher looks like in that outfit. Oh, yes,
well,
she did.
Yeah,
when they were doing the variety show, they had a variety show, her and Sunny, and she came out with that outfit. Beautiful.
Then she went to another party dressed as Aaliyah.
I think she looks dope. I mean, it looks good to me.
She finished off the weekend as Madonna with Kourtney Kardashian playing Michael Jackson.
I love this.
She don't look like Madonna.
She nailed it.
She looks like Ice-T's wife.
Like, they did such a good job, I didn't know who was who at first.
And her sister looks so good as Michael.
I think they did good. I think it's so cute and creative.
Now, other celebrities who got into the Halloween spirit, you had Demi Lovato. She kind of killed it as Selena.
Nailed it. Bitty, bitty, bam, bam.
I think you guys are going to love this one.
All right.
Nas dressed up as Richard Pryor.
Love it, Nas. Love it.
Now, next up, Usher. He showed up as Samuel Jackson's character, Jules Winfield, from Pulp Fiction. I do want Usher to go to court dressed like this if he has to face any of his accusers. And Sam Jackson posted a photo of his Pulp Fiction co-star Bruce Willis with his producing partner as the terrifying twins from The Shining.
That ain't cute.
Did they give you the red realm or not?
This is terrifying
Hell
to look
no.
at.
Oh.
Dresses.
And you think they still nailed it, huh? You so lame, Gary. He's so lame.
But the winner of the night and the one with possibly the best sense of humor has to be Gwyneth Paltrow. She came as her own head in the box in the movie Seven.
Seven! Bravo!
That's cute.
And you know what? You know who's putting in a lot of effort for Halloween tomorrow? Me!
Of course.
Yes, honey. So tomorrow, wait a minute, niece. So tomorrow is the big day, y'all, so be sure to vote on which costume I should wear this year. Egyptian God Gary or Gary Queen of Scots. So go to dishnation.com to cast your vote.
Coming up, another celebrity just got popped for drinking and driving and pulled the old, don't you know who I am, card? We'll tell you who coming up next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, here's one guy who probably wishes he had a Halloween costume on over the weekend. Goes by the name of actor Christopher McDonald. Now, he's literally been in everything, but he's one of those dudes who you know his face, but you don't know his name. And, well, apparently the cops didn't realize he was shooting McGavin and Happy Gilmore. So he was hoping the cops were fans because he got popped for a DUI. And according to eyewitnesses, he tried to play that whole game of, yo, don't you know who I am?
What?
Oh.
Can't do that.
And what? Apparently they didn't know who
Ho-po
he was.
Ho-po don't wow. like that.
They took him straight to jail.
See?
Oh, man.
They don't like that.
And truth be told, he does such a good job of playing jerks in movies that you almost don't like him when you see him.
See?
You know, like, in
right.
person.
Yeah.
But he should have been like, I eat pieces of like you for breakfast.
Right.
What?
Because that's what he said in Happy Gilmore.
Oh,
right.
my gosh.
He would have probably laughed.
I mean, if he's going to get in trouble anyway, idea. He might as well go all out, right?
Right.
Yeah. Hey.
Bad idea.
Well, that's sad. When I first moved here, though, I got stopped by the police and... they were going to take me to jail because I didn't have insurance and you can't drive without your license.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take you to jail.
Did you say, do you know who I am?
I would never because I just moved here, but they knew who I was and they let me go.
All right, Gary. Use your celebrity, baby.
I guess so because they sure let me go and I was happy.
I'm through Nice.
I didn't want to go to the Atlanta jail.
That's right.
On face recognition alone or even voice, have you guys ever gotten out of a ticket?
Yeah, no, I got out of a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no.
Okay, wait. For any popos out there in Atlanta or any city that I'm going to, I'm not saying I always get one. It's just been a few officers
nice
that have been very nice to me because they knew I was trying to catch a flight or something.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to make it like I get any special privileges. Lord knows.
Oh.
All right, y'all. How about we give away some money? You guys, we got over 1,000 entries, and the winner of Friday's Name That Candy contest is Angela Farrell! So congrats, Angela. You have won $500 cash money, and it's coming your way, or $500 worth of candy.
Take the money!
For the rest of you out there, you have one more chance to win $500 with today's Name That Candy contest. Here's your clue. You ready? This candy bar originally came with three pieces in one package in three different flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. What is it?
I know. But I can't play, though.
You don't, whatever. You don't know. You guys head on over to our app to vote for your chance to get $500. And for an extra sweet treat, you can vote a second time on DishNation.com and watch Dish Nation tomorrow to see if you've won. Boom. It's as simple as that.
For the love of insulin, please take the money.
Oh, you're stupid.
Take the money. Not $500
All right, y'all. Don't go anywhere because Game 5 of the World Series was an emotional roller coaster last night. Oh, my God, especially for a woman in the stands. We'll explain in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Game 5 of the World Series was last night, and it had to be one of the best baseball games in the history of the sport. Unfortunately, the Dodgers did lose 13-12 to the Houston Astros, but there was one particular inning in the ninth inning where Yasiel Puig from the Los Angeles Dodgers cranked a homer, and there was a Houston Astros fan named Sarah Head who caught the ball. And this is what happened next.
So when I saw that, I was like, wait, does she even know that guy?
No, it turns out, yeah, that guy is her brother-in-law.
Oh.
She's claiming she's not upset that he threw it back on the field because she wanted to throw it back on the field herself. That's why she's really upset with him. She didn't want to keep the ball.
She did too.
Well, I mean.
Oh, come on, because if you weren't interested in having that, then why, like, reach for it or fight for it when it's coming your way? Why not?
Because it's coming right at me. I gotta catch it.
Boop.
Just duck out of the way. But yeah, so he took her glory of throwing it back out on the field. But that just means that since the Dodgers did lose 13-12.
Don't say it again.
I know.
Oh, man.
In 10 innings, that they're going to come back to Los Angeles, where I guess we're going to have to win it in 7.
That's fine. We're going to do it.
There we go.
We're going to do it.
Let's go, Doyers.
Doyers. Do it in 7.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.